Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Bert Munro, who is CEO at Cora. How are you today, Bert?
Yeah, hi Zach. All good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You got your drill program news to start off with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really big news for us today. Commencement of what will be a massive drill program for us, drilling up to 35,000 metres at San and Coro over the next 4 months or so. I suppose to put 35,000 metres in perspective, over the previous 2 years, we drilled about 18,000 metres on that permanent area and on that project. So a pretty massive program for us to be kicking off today.
This obviously sounds like a big project. What's the outlook and what are your expectations for this?
Yeah, so the program is basically following up the maiden resource and scoping study from the beginning of last year. So our aim is really twofold with this program. We're looking to both increase our total resources, which given the meters we're doing, we're hoping we should be achieving a nice increase in our total resources. And then we're looking to also turn around and infill both the existing resource, hopefully the what might be potentially be new resources we're stepping out and drilling as well to increase the categorization of our resources. So at the moment, our total resources are all in inferred. And as you move towards feasibility studies, you need to be moving your resources into measured and indicated categories to obviously then achieve reserves that you'll need within a feasibility study. So, yeah, twofold. One, expanding and hopefully looking to increase our existing resource base. And then secondly, and importantly, infill drilling to increase the categorization.
We've got a market cap of around sort of £16 million at the moment. I think most of us are familiar with the various stages to nirvana that a mining company has. Clearly, the valuation of the company at the moment is just a token guess in terms of what it'll be, or a token indication of what it'll be maybe a year or 2 years down the line.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly my hope. I mean, look, we're very well funded. We've got nearly $4 million in the bank. So all of these work programs are fully funded. You're going to see a period where we're going to be delivering, I guess, significant number of drill results into the market over the next 4 to 5 months. So hopefully that, with a bit of marketing, we can make really good progress. I think our share price has been pretty flat and a little bit weak recently, probably not helped by, I guess, short-term gold price sort of flattening off. But look, I think importantly, we're fully funded and fully focused on delivering this drill program. I'm flying out actually to Mali tomorrow to go and have a look at it and catch up with all the team who have been running hard at preparation and getting ready for it. So exciting times.
So you are flying out. I presume that the COVID situation hasn't helped. It may not have dampened things too much, but it hasn't helped either. Is that sort of fair assessment?
Yeah, look, I don't want to sort of moan about it. I guess everyone's faced the same sort of difficulties in, you know, moving personnel, supplies, everything else. You know, I've got to quarantine in Bamako for a bit before I get out to site, and obviously returning to the UK, you've got to quarantine as well. So I guess it's not without its challenges doing these things, but I think it is important. Mining, like all businesses, is a people business, and I think having the right guys in the right place delivering work for you will make a difference. So for me, it's obviously very important to go out and see the team and make sure everyone's working in the right direction, everything's going well. But I think, yeah, I guess we've had our frustrations like every business in COVID, but I guess it pales into insignificance compared to obviously people who have suffered from the disease. So yeah, I think we need to probably just focus on the positives and look forward, I suppose.
Right. And just to get for people who are not familiar with the company, because I think, you know, Cora has been, let's say, slightly underplayed compared to some other people who shout maybe a bit more, maybe without too much reason either. By the end of this year, we'll know all the major unknowns regarding your projects. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, Cora, just in a nutshell, AIM-listed gold company. We've got a really positive scoping study on the project, which shows over 100% IRR at a $1,500 gold price on circa 50,000 ounce a year gold mine. This year is basically working towards increasing the scale of the project. So drilling out those resources, increasing the categorization, as I mentioned, and then pulling that all into a feasibility study, which would obviously then be your sort of bankable document to move into construction during the course of next year. At the moment, we've also got, which is extremely rare for a company of our stage or size, a funding term sheet, which on the back of our scoping study fully funds the project. So a group called Lionhead, which is a family office fund out of South Africa, have given us a term sheet, which on the back of the feasibility study will fund us. So for us, we're sat in a pretty unique position with, you know, a great share register, a good cash position to deliver lots of work on the ground. And importantly, on the back of delivering that work on the ground, we already have a funding term sheet in place to hopefully kick us on to the next stage and move us into construction.
All right, so this is different. The milestones are actually covered. It's not that you get to a milestone, then you've got to try and work out how you get to the next one. You've actually got, let's say, the bases covered.
Yeah, and I think, look, there's always that period of time from delivering a feasibility study to getting permitting. So you've obviously got to move from exploration permits into mining permits. The last group I can think of who did that in Mali did it in around 3 months. So that's relatively quick, really. But I think what we hopefully won't have, which you do see with lots of companies, where you have this indeterminable period of time where you are just waiting for financing and you're basically just doing little tweaks and optimizing the project and doing small programs of work to sort of tweak it around the edges. But fundamentally, the businesses are waiting for finance and they're just going through a financing process which can take, you know, a year or more. So the fact that we have a funding term sheet in place, it's with a group linked to our largest shareholder who are obviously very supportive, puts us in, I think, a slightly different position to a number of companies in this market and at our stage, I guess, importantly. So yeah, for me, it's a really exciting time. I think we're well set up to move forward. So looking forward to it.
You said that $1,500, you know, you've got the IRR of 100%. Is that something you're pleased with? Then is that something which is unique? How does that fit into the normal sphere of things?
Well, I think, I guess it's important when you're developing this project. You know, I want to be building a project which is profitable at $1,000 gold. You know, the gold price ran up to over $2,000 last year. So, you know, lots of people marketing their project might do it at $2,000 or whatever. But I think for me as a business, you want to be building projects which are still profitable at $1,000 gold. You know, we currently lead in sort of our marketing material with a $1,500 gold price for our returns in our project. So it's about $24 million a year of free cash flow, over 100% IRR. I think obviously as we drill and the resources hopefully grow, we'll have to look at exactly what scale of project is best. You know, maybe it'll be slightly larger, you know, generating slightly more production. So I think for me, $1,500 feels like a right balance at the moment. I think the gold price is about $1,750 in terms of positioning, you know, the project in terms of returns. I don't think, you know, promoting a spot gold price is the right way to necessarily do it. But for me, it shows there's a lot of upside still. But hopefully, you know, we've got a really good project on our hands.
Bert Munro, CEO at Kora, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure, Zach. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.